The Sea Grant Files, fresh news about fresh water.
The ultimate test of man's conscience may be his willingness to sacrifice something today for future generations whose words of thanks will not be heard. Those are the words of Gaylord Nelson, a former U.S. Senator from Wisconsin and the founder of Earth Day, which was yesterday. The first Earth Day happened on the 22nd of April, 1970. 20 million Americans demonstrated for improved environmental conditions in massive coast-to-coast rallies. Before the year was out, Congress authorized the creation of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Then, in short order, Congress passed the Clean Water Act and Endangered Species Act. It is remarkable what committed citizens can accomplish. Hi, I'm Jesse Schomburg, and you're listening to the Sea Grant Files. I'm in the studio with Marty Kitson, Environmental Literacy Extension Educator for Minnesota Sea Grant, who's here to talk with us about ways you, your friends and family, and your community can become more engaged in the process of scientific discovery. Welcome to the Sea Grant Files, Marty.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, Marty, let's start with how things have changed since the first Earth Day. Do you think people are more or less concerned about environmental health?
Well, that's a tough one, Jesse. Around 1970, the Cuyahoga River, which feeds into Lake Erie, was so polluted that it actually caught fire. There weren't the same regulations to keep the air and water clean. The environment has improved in many ways. However, the specter of climate change is making people take notice. It's hard to ignore the consequences of extreme weather events and trends in temperature and precipitation and wind. These things are consistent with what scientists say we should expect as the climate changes. I think many Americans are still very concerned about environmental health and are interested in scientific inquiry.
So why do people who are not scientists participate in opportunities to collect data?
Well, people like to understand the world they live in. Maybe you keep track of your weight or mileage on your car or when the ice goes out on your backyard pond. This is collecting data. Community or citizen scientists tend to have an interest in science or the natural world around them, school-age kids on up to senior citizens. These community scientists do several things. They collect data using standardized protocols. They can provide input for research projects and even provide quality assurance in some cases.
I know you've been helping to organize the Twin Ports City Nature Challenge for Superior, Duluth, and the surrounding area. It starts on April 26th and finishes up on April 29th. Tell us about the Twin Ports City Nature Challenge and how you are hoping listeners and their families and friends will participate.
Minnesota Sea Grant and other partners are coordinating the Twin Ports City Nature Challenge for the third time in a row. The goal of the City Nature Challenge is to add as many photos of wild, living things to the Twin Ports City Nature Challenge project on iNaturalist as possible. Participants join the project and use their smartphones or cameras to take photos. If you use the iNaturalist app to take the photo, the image is automatically added to the project.
The Nature Challenge started as a friendly competition between San Francisco and Los Angeles in 2016 and has spread. People from around the Twin Ports started competing in 2017. Has anything changed since then?
Well, since that initial year, the City Nature Challenge has become international. Organizations in Spain, South Africa, and Taiwan are participating, just to name a few. In the Twin Ports, last year there were 38 participants, and collectively we made 896 observations, and we identified 267 species. This year, we're hoping to increase the number of observations and species identified.
And how can people who want to be involved sign up for the event?
They can find the Twin Ports City Nature Challenge on the Minnesota Sea Grant's News and Events page. People can read more about the event and learn how to join in the fun.
Thank you for joining us, Marty. The Twin Ports City Nature Challenge sounds like a fun way for people to pay closer attention to the nature surrounding us.
You're welcome.
Citizen scientist opportunities are a fun and useful way to get involved with research. Love birds? Participate in a Cornell Lab of Ornithology project. Are you a fisherman? Trout Unlimited wants data about stream temperatures and aquatic invasive species. Locally, you can become a stream monitor or help look for aquatic invasive species, and much more. Check out opportunities on the Lake Superior Regional Citizen Science Collaborative website or contact Marty Kitson.
Yes, call me. My number is 218-726-8305.
Gaylord Nelson said, "Our air, water, soil, forests, oceans, rivers, lakes, scenic beauty, wildlife habitat, minerals. That is the wealth of the country. Even if you aren't participating in the City Nature Challenge, take a moment this week to notice the remarkable wealth here in the Lake Superior Basin or wherever you may be. Thanks for joining us today. This episode of the Sea Grant Files was produced by Sharon Moen, Chris Harwood, KUMD, and me, Jesse Schomburg. To listen to other episodes of the Sea Grant Files, visit Minnesota Sea Grant at seagrant.umn.edu. Thanks for listening.